Next item on the agenda is Richard Zweifler, 082241. Morning, Justin.
Morning, Commissioner Bowman, member. Mr. Richard Zweifler is requesting authorization to construct a 14-foot by 24-foot open-sided boathouse over the boat lift at his existing private non-commercial pier situated along a cove tributary to the eastern branch of the Lynn Haven River, Virginia Beach. The project is protested by an adjoining property owner and another neighbor. Looking at a vicinity map of this area in Virginia Beach, we're at the headwaters of the eastern branch of the Lynn Haven. Here's the cove tributary. The lot is highlighted in black with a red circle. A closer view using the city's e-mapping service. The project site at 976 Herds Road. The protestants are denoted by the red stars.
Is that their pier?
This is the neighboring pier, yes sir. I have a couple of shots with the existing pier. This is a plan view drawing. And to give you a brief history of this project, in December of 2008, the joint permit application was submitted by the Zweiflers for a private pier and a boathouse. The roof structure was deleted after protests were received by the adjoining property owner to the west, the Christensens, and then a neighbor, Mary Ann Dukas, to the southeast. Once the roof structure was deleted, staff then determined that the pier proposal met the statutory authorization contained in 28-2-1203, subsection 8.5 of the Code of Virginia. We then issued a no permit necessary letter for the pier, and we notified the protestants of the exempt status of the pier. The pier was then built approximately in the past 3 or 4 months, and the applicant then requested to build the boathouse over the existing boat lift. And what you see here is the pier that is in existence at this time. The faint blue line is actually mean low water. There's not much water in the creek in this area. The majority of the pier is outside of the commission's jurisdiction. But in yellow is the proposed boathouse over the existing boat lift. Typical cross-section of the boathouse detail. Another e-mapping shot here. And what I've tried to do is sketch in the pier as it exists now, and then the proposed boathouse in yellow. The written concerns we received by the protestants included adverse view and wildlife impacts, that the pier and the boathouse would serve as a navigational impediment, and a concern that the project would lead to other boathouse requests in the area. The primary concerns by the Christensens, who we've considered the adjoining property owners, were view impacts, and I'll get into those with some ground shots. Again, I've tried to sketch in the pier as it exists in the proposed boathouse on this aerial shot. This is the project, 976 Herds. This house was recently constructed. The Christensens, the Protestant, and the Dukas family over here. City of Virginia Beach Waterfront Operations Division has approved the pier and the boathouse, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has issued an RP Regional Permit 18 for the project. This is a ground shot looking at the end of the pier. As you can see, the pier head with the boat in the existing lift, and the boathouse would be directly over that lift. A little bit closer to the T-head of the pier. Closer shot of the boat in the lift. And again, the roof structure would be in this location right here. We're looking back at the Christensen's property from the T-head of the pier, a little bit closer from the actual end of the finger pier. And now we're over at the Christensen's property off the deck, off the back of their house, looking back towards the south. A little bit farther back from their back doors off of their sliding glass doors on the backside. And a shot from the end of their pier. I have this ground shot in here to show an existing boathouse towards the end of this cove tributary. And also have included this e-mapping tax map image to show that particular property with the R for the roof structure, and then just up to the north on the eastern branch of the Lynn Haven, there are three roof structures in succession here. So there are roof structures, whether they be gazebos or boathouses in this area. The total square footage of the proposed open-sided boathouse is well below the 700-square-foot exemption contained in the code. Had the boathouse proposal not been protested by the adjoining property owners, we would have considered it statutorily authorized along with the private pier. In this case, we believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and boat lift. While staff is sensitive to the protest of the neighbors, private piers with open-sided boathouses are very common along the waterways of Virginia Beach. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the 14-foot by 24-foot open-sided boathouse as proposed. And I can answer any questions.
Questions, Mr. Swirl? Ms. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just in the diagram 2-4 just shows a plain 612 pitched roof for an open-sided cover, and so there's nothing else additionally proposed, no clear stories, no second story lounges.
No, sir, this is your basic run-of-the-mill proposal, and it's actually fairly small for a boathouse. The applicants and their agent are here. The Dukas family, which was a neighbor that protested, they did call and say they were to say they would be out of town, would not be able to make it, and I have not seen the Christensens, and I'm not sure if anyone's here to represent them.
Can we go? I'm sorry, Mr. Fox. Can we go back to the picture with that that one specific boathouse? I'm sorry, not the. I want the one where the existing boat lift is in the crook of the creek. There would have been a view from.
No, that's a view from the Christensen's pier.
Let's go to the other one that shows a view of the existing boat lift and the creek that I can't remember which one it is. No, the other one's a farther distance one. Keep going.
Go ahead, deck and up.
To the whole thing.
Yeah, it won't take long.
I have a
13.
Yeah, 13. That would be it.
This is from the.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Deck. Yes.
Ms. Fox, your question.
My question is, what is the white thing on top of the boat now? It looks like a flat roof.
That's the motors, I think, for the lift.
Oh, that's just the beams for the.
It looks like there's a canvas. There's no canvas.
Well, they do have a cover for over the boat right now.
Up above.
Yeah, they're just two beams. That the angle of the photo makes it appear.
It's open.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to keep your motors out of the water. We're going to look into those, Bill. Further questions? The applicant here, represented, wishes to be heard. Thank you, Justin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, of God.
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
I'm Robert Simon, Waterfront Consulting, here to represent the Zweiflers on its application, and they are in the audience. They came over here if you had any questions. There's not much I can add to Justin's presentation. He's done a wonderful job as usual. We've tried to design this such as to minimize our impact or encroachment into the creek, and this was the only place we could put this.
Okay. Questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the concerns that have been filed by the protestants about the impacts of the view shed, but given the fact that this is a simple 612 pitch roof that would be relatively low profile, I don't think it would have any more impact on the view shed than what you see before you, and I would move approval.
There's a second to the motion. Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.